We are on the record.
Okay, we are live and on the record. Welcome, everyone. I call to order this regular meeting of the Board of County Commissioners of Park County to order here at 3:01 p.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2026. With that, if you're so inclined, please join Commissioner Mitchell in the invocation and the pledge.
Thank you, Commissioner Whistle. Dear Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, every day you give us as a gift. We thank you for this amazing creation you've given us, Park County, and for the opportunity to take care of this county and to serve the people who live here and recreate here. We ask for you to lend comfort and wisdom to all those who are suffering, show them the path to solve their challenges, and just wrap them in your love. We also ask for your guidance and discernment in our decision-making in helping run this great place called Park County, and we pray that you protect us from evil. We pray in your name. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. We appreciate that. Welcome, everyone, those of you on Zoom as well as in the room. We have before us a proposed agenda. With that, should we make some additions, corrections, or changes?
I move we approve the agenda as written.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? Being none, call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. First up on our agenda is consent items, approval of vouchers, and approval of minutes.
On the vouchers, I would like to state that on the January 8th, I would recuse myself from voting on that as I have a son who has a check collection in there.
So noted.
I'm going to say this in two separate chunks underneath the consent items. I move that we approve the minutes from December 18, December 23, and December 31, the vouchers, I mean, and January 8, and that we approve the minutes of December 17 and 22nd.
Okay, proper motion.
I'm still going to recuse myself on the January 8th.
We so noted.
That I'll second.
With that second, any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Okay. Good enough. With that, we have before us consideration and our decision on the following items. Number one, approve or deny a resolution for land use case A25-0086. And I believe that's in our packet.
Yeah, this was to, may I, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you may.
This is to subdivide into a 10-acre and a 13-acre, those are rounded up or down, parcels, which already has augmentation and a well plan for the second parcel in Bailey on...
This is going to be on Rimrock or Rock Road, I believe.
Delwood.
Oh, the 10-acre and 15-acre, that's correct, Delwood.
That's going off memory, but
I'll second that if that was a motion.
No, it was just I'm just helping him bring the topic up.
Thank you. Still looking forward to my paperwork.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that this was the land use case A-25-0086 because we have several here, and I just didn't see that notation on the resolutions themselves.
But it's the first one in the packet to subdivide a 23.4 acre.
Yeah, I get it. I just wanted to make sure that we had the nexus was correct.
Yeah.
All right.
What this was presented to us last meeting.
it's all blurred together. It's in a prior
meetings ago.
And our protocol is to have staff directed to do what we wished in this case, resolution to approve, to be adopted in date. Future, so we're on date future.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. I move that we approve the resolution recommending approval to subdivide a 23.40-acre parcel into two lots. Property is described as 150 Summit Drive, Bailey.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. This is the formality of allowing this split, if you will, of parcels into new designated building sites. And with that, it gives our approval. Any further discussion? Being none, we'll call the question. I guess I would ask this, though, of our clerk. This would be 2025 or 2026 resolution, Madam Clerk?
It would be 2026-001.
I think so. I just wanted to make that note, so I'm going to put
number
that
one
in an ink change.
Yes.
-001. So we have broken the ice on 2026. We've called the question, I think. All those in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Okay. Next on our agenda, number two. Approve or deny resolution for land use case A-25-0092. And Commissioner Mitchell, you want to set this up for us?
Sure. It is a four-lot consolidation. It is called a common plat amendment, but it's consolidating four lots into one lot, which would be a now 4.02-acre lot, which is in line with our goals in our advising document, Strategic Master Plan of 2016, to have bigger lots rather than lots of small lots.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the application for common plat amendment of lots 79 and 80 in Unit 4 and lot 90 in Unit 5 of the KZ Ranch Estate subdivision, and a part of the, we'll just say, addressed 368 Rising Sun Road, Bailey.
Proper motion. Second that.
Proper second. Yeah, this is the resolution that basically does this request and formalizes it. Any further discussion? Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. So that would be resolution 2026-002. Next, number three on our agenda. Approve or deny resolution for variance case A-25-105. And this is in the packet. Commissioner Mitchell.
Board of Health, we adjourned as the Board of Health to have this hearing regarding providing a 10-foot variance from the normal 100-foot variance for a well to be drilled on the subject lot because the lot was too small and the proper variance would put the well underneath power lines and the well rig would not be able to drill. And so this 10-foot variance still keeps a very good margin between septic and well and is thoughtful of the rest of the neighborhood. And so that's where we were with this case.
Recap of this case. This is basically a health and safety welfare issue to allow the well to be drilled and not interfere with electric lines.
Right.
I guess the only bookkeeping question I have is this is listed already as resolution 12-2025-01. Would that be appropriate? Because we did approve in 25, we were the Board of Health. I don't recall any other work that we did as the Board of Health. Technical question.
So we had the hearing, and we approved it, and we asked for a resolution to be drafted. So,
so the resolution number from the Board of Health would be 12-2025-01, but the approval, would that be a different resolution number?
Or maybe we're just approving this resolution from last month as the Board of Health.
Well, it's just it was an edification question. I think it would be appropriate the way it is because it is specifically to the Board of Health.
Right.
I will defer to our clerk or our counsel. Any suggestions, clerk?
Council.
You're looking over my shoulder at council, aren't you? Yes, you are.
I would say that we met as the Board of Health. We made the decision on the Board of Health. We are just inking it to be recorded as the Board of County Commissioners. So I move that we approve the resolution 12-2025-01.
As the Board of Health, if I may.
as the BOCC to approve the ruling of the Board of Health. How's that?
I will second that, and then we will get a under discussion, make sure that we approve that that's proper.
Any suggestions?
Gentlemen?
We're reading and catching up ourselves.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and discuss then.
Yes.
Basically, this just formalizes what we already talked about and does seem to solve the problem, which is a wonderful thing. It's not always do we have to the ability to solve problems besides create them.
Our goal is to solve problems. Exactly. Yes, sir, please.
How is this a great thing? Was this presented?
It was presented as a Board of Health and a variance through the Board of Health, and we're adopting it as a Board of Health.
Was it presented as a resolution or a motion of the Board of Health?
Motion.
Then it appears to me that you're adopting a resolution, you're adopting an action by the Board of Health, which is appropriate for you to do.
Okay.
The simple language would simply be the Board hereby acknowledges and adopts the resolution of the Board of Health pertaining to variance and then describe the variance.
Okay. Good enough. Okay, well, we have instructions.
All right, I withdraw my previous motion, and I move to approve the resolution 1225-01 as passed by the Board of Health and as adopted by the Board of County Commissioners for a 10-foot variance for a well to be drilled at 61 Shelton Drive, Bailey, Colorado, 80421.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Yeah, this again just will formalize what we already talked about, and I think we're in better form now, learning the protocol. So with that, we'll call the question. Any further discussion?
Yeah, just one more discussion on this. For that protocol, this is going to be a whole different resolution number than what the resolution number from the Board of Health states for the Board of County Commissioners. Is that correct?
I don't think so, because we're doing this. I mean, that's the reason for the question.
Yes, and that was my question, is how we're doing this. The resolution number that is on there, that is correct and accurate, although the Board of County Commissioners are approving this resolution from the Board of Health. Does that mean that's a resolution 003?
So do we need to change this as a resolution to approve the Board of Health resolution?
Yes.
Okay, then we can edit this document and still approve it, I believe. We'll just put a new heading on it. How's that
reasonable.
Sound?
Yeah, it's reasonable. Okay, so we'll call the question then. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign.
Yeah, we'll fix that. Easy.
Yeah, so with that, we will make the
resolution 003.
Yep. 2026-003. Great. We will fix that. All righty. Next up on the agenda, we have
Mr. Kasparek.
Number four, approve or deny 2025 HUTF changes and mileage change report. I see we have folks here from Public Works. Mr. Kasper, come welcome and join us. Just make sure the green light's on.
Right-of-way manager.
Green light's on the microphone. We can hear you. You're good.
Good. So, questions, or would you just like me to give a quick little presentation?
Well, I'll help you set it up if you don't mind. Basically, this is the annual mileage report we submit to HUTF in order to return whatever we get from them. Is that fair?
In order to confirm rates from the state.
And we've been doing a process over the last several years of refining the data so that it's more accurate to what
we... It's an ongoing process. It happens
always.
Yep.
Always.
There's always some little corrections to be made.
But that's the basic framework of this, is that
correct.
This is our verification of the data as we know it as of this date of
correct.
Signature, and then we send this on for reimbursement for HUTF.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you don't mind giving a slight presentation, and quite literally what I'm looking for is for the public to understand what roads are going to be defunded and why.
Okay.
In particular, but you can go through the whole process if you'd like to explain what this is.
Yep. So the most of the corrections made this year are mostly just administrative changes. The there's a number of splits that you can see where we split the road segments into two or three pieces, and that's just to help us internally with snow route planning. Some of those roads have a different priority for snow route on one end as opposed to the other end of the road, so we were just changing that for our own internal use. I'll get to the dropped roads at the end. There's just a couple of them. We reinstated funding in the Will-O-Wisp subdivision to reflect our current maintenance activities. That switches back and forth a number of times over the years. Over the last 25 years, it's been funded and disfunded.
Can you kind of explain why it drops in and out like that?
It seems to be some
confusion
over who is responsible for the roads between the county and the metro district.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So depending on the type of projects that are being proposed for the year, the county may be more or less involved with the funding of those projects.
Thank you.
Just a curiosity, Greg, just Will-O-Wisp specifically, do they contribute anything to the maintenance of the roads there?
I don't really think so. I mean,
I don't think so either.
I don't think they actually do anything. I mean,
it's okay.
We chip seal the roads. We do the plowing of the roads. They take care of their signs. We don't do that in there.
What happens if there's a cut in the road for utility repair?
We do permitting in there. Okay. So we oversee the permitting of utilities. And
so that might be something.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
That's separate from maintenance. Yep.
Enough. Yeah. Thank you.
There was a number of just typo edits made. And then for the defunded roads, Auk Road is one that was dropped. It's just an undeveloped road. There's no houses on it. It's never been built or anything. So until such time as it gets developed, houses get built on there or something like that, we'll just leave it off so we don't get in trouble with the state for having something on that we're not doing.
And location of Auk Road roughly in what subdivisions?
It is in Berlin.
It is in Berlin. Okay, thank you.
One of my favorite road names, I have to let you know.
And actually, there's a single house on it. It's a driveway. The homeowner maintains it and wants to continue doing that. So
excellent. Sure.
Yep. So we just let him do his thing. So long as he doesn't mess it up, we stay out of it. So
good enough.
And then PV 32, that would be in Placer Valley. It's an unnamed road. I just defunded it. I'm going to leave it in there as a placeholder because I can't identify what the road is. And I've looked for it a number of times over the years. I just can't figure out what it's supposed to be describing. So, again, I'm just going to leave it in there as a placeholder until such time as we might be able to figure out what that actually is describing. And then there was one road left over in Harris Park that for some reason was skipped when we defunded all the rest of it. 2 years ago?
I think at least 2 years ago, yeah.
So it was just one that, I mean, there was 100 roads in there. This was probably at the bottom or the top of a page, and it just...
Do you know which one that was?
It was... I think Hilltop or Brewer. I'm not positive.
That's okay. At all the roads.
It's kind of in the middle. It wasn't, it was just on the top or the bottom of the sheet when I went through and clicked, you know.
I think it's absolutely helpful for us as the county to explain why these roads are defunded. Typically, like you said, unused, nobody uses it. One person lives on it, they maintain it. There's nobody else. But I think that's very important for the public to know.
And then Harris Park, again, was done a couple of years ago for a variety of reasons.
Yep, and that's, and if, you know, we're going to have to explain that more and more, I'm sure, as we all know.
You know, the calls are getting less and less on that, although I know there was one that came in yesterday about, you know, who's responsible for maintenance of the road.
Yeah.
And it was cleared up easy enough, so.
Thank you.
Any questions?
I have a quick question. When we're looking through this and how this states, I know that roads get funded based off of primaries and secondaries, or I'm not sure if you have a different namesake for those, but based off of how many primary roads like County Road 43, County Road, those would be considered primaries that go to the secondaries. Can you kind of give an explanation of how many primaries versus how many secondaries we have, a rough estimate?
Not right off the top of my head. I'm sorry, I don't have that.
That's okay. That was just a quick question for you, not to stump you or anything.
It's way heavily weighted towards the tertiary roads as far as what's in our inventory.
So around 1,300 for the tertiaries and 300 or 400.
Our primaries are probably up around 200 or 300 miles.
And okay.
Secondaries, probably a third of what's left, and then the rest of that would be tertiary.
The rest of that would be tertiaries. Okay.
Yeah, Greg, the report states 322.11 miles of arterial streets, and then 1251.735 of local streets. Just can you describe, is our arterial our larger connector, our larger roads? And
arterials
the,
connect.
So like 43 and
right, they,
77 and all those?
Correct. So arterials connect major population centers or interstates or highways like that. So 15 would be an arterial because it connects highway 24 to 285.
Mm-hmm.
Same with 77. 43 would be considered an arterial because it's connecting basically all of those heavy population centers back there all the way up to the front.
Juan Crest, but would roads similar to like what Will-O-Wisp's main road going in, is that considered an arterial?
No.
And the reasoning being?
Because it's a collector road. It's collecting all those minor roads onto the one that brings them out to 285.
Okay, so that's where the definition division comes separates?
Correct.
Thank you.
And then all of the other mainly gravel, or I'll call them dirt, because gravel means it was intentionally put like that, or decomposed granite, which we are hopefully...
As a matter of fact, that is a distinction that we're going to be cleaning up in the next year,
okay,
which is the difference between a dirt or a gravel road,
okay,
or a stabilized road, a dirt or a stabilized road.
That's good terminology, because that makes a difference on our cost to maintain a stabilized versus a dirt.
Correct.
Okay, good. That's good. You guys are doing good work, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
This will help me with some legislation I'm going to work on this year.
Good.
Just so you know, Greg, she's going back to try and get some money from the Colorado Wild Pass for state park roads.
Great. So
we're going to give it another shot. We've got.
I'm pushing for pavement, baby.
Yeah, not
pavement, not chip seal.
No,
we need pavement.
We're doing layers of pavement
to hold up to boats and campers being towed by big trucks.
And those years roads are the council on those roads are growing every year.
Hugely.
It wasn't too long ago when the council on say 90 was. Under 1,000 during the summer a day, and now we're well over 1,200 a day.
Yeah, yep. For certain.
Yeah, we can just see the traffic pattern anywhere.
Yep.
It's up.
They're all growing, yep.
And Nick would be proud of the tutoring he's given me, but a lot of the studies out there say that any road that has more than 400 to 500 ADTs should be paved. Because of just that traffic. And so I'm using all the ammunition he's given to get the money.
You'd be surprised what a 500 ADT road is. You know, like County Road 35 is 500 a day.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Which is kind of surprising. So, and I could go example after example, but yeah, I mean, 500 is not that big of a road.
Well, not for Park County. I mean, but yeah, I get it. Well, we always have our work cut out for us, but thank you for this good information.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
No, I move that we approve Mr. Kasparek's report and send it off to CDOT.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Yeah, just to wrap it up, this is the annual report that we continue to work on every year to give the basis to HUTF to do the magic in whatever form that is that returns to us in money.
Correct.
Okay. Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate all you do. Okay, rolling right along here. We have number 5, approve or deny professional service agreement for arbitration. And this was brought to us by counsel. And what this is, when I get it to the right spot, is basically to give the commissioners a representative in the field of arbitration, and basically gives us another option and helper to deal with those matters. Questions or comments?
No, No, I think this makes perfect sense. I read through the exhibit and the agreement, and I am happy to proceed using this services agreement with Daisy Glassburn.
I would agree with that as well. I believe there's some benefits to it. It looks like the cost is not super high. It's around $150 an hour, I believe, is what I read. And
yeah, I think this is a big good addition to us. It's another tool in our toolbox. This is someone that we can work with that can be our agent.
So I move that we approve the agreement made between – well, actually, this was done administratively, wasn't it? Nope. Okay. I move that we approve the agreement between the Board of County Commissioners of County of Park and Daisy Glassburn, an independent contractor.
I'll second that.
Proper motion and second. Any further discussion? Being none, we'll call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-2-0. Next up, number 6, approve or deny just appraisal contract. I haven't seen the whole contract. Is anybody? I saw a signature page, but I didn't see the contract.
I don't think we got a copy of it. I didn't see it either.
The only thing that came over was the signature sheet.
Well, we need to see the whole contract.
Yeah, I won't approve anything I can't read. So I move that we table the issue of the just appraisal contract until we can see the full document.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Keeps it on the table, but gives us an opportunity to get the contract.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not even going to discuss something I can't read.
Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries 3-0. And then we have listed here approve or deny a board vacancy and reappointment, and I don't think we're ready for that. Are we?
I think we can. We received the application for a new member of the A board, and
what we hadn't done is stagger their terms.
Lucas talked to the chairman Reber of Abe after the work session, and he agreed to the dates. Mr. Meyer, would you like to speak to that?
Yep, that's true. We did talk. Agreed that let's do table it for next week. Because even though Mr. Reber agreed to 1 year for himself to stagger his term, we don't know which other member would be potentially staggered as well. And so 1 week to figure that part out.
Okay. Then I move that we postpone approve or deny the vacancy and reappointments for Abe to a date certain, January 14, 3 o'clock meeting.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Call the question. Those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Okay, next up is a public hearing, and I don't believe we have any public hearings, but we do have public comment. So if you would be so inclined, we have an individual in the room. If you would like to speak to us, you have 3 minutes, or anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand.
All right, if anyone on Zoom would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand.
Seeing no one, I'd close public comment.
Second.
Proper motion. Proper second.
Oh, there's one.
Oh. Did we just hang on? Are we supposed to reverse that?
Mr. Fisk, I will ask you to unmute.
Oh, there he is. There's the hand. I missed him. Mr. Fisk, welcome. Do you have to unmute him, ma'am?
Yeah, here, Gary. We one more time. I'm going to ask you to unmute. It looks like it keeps putting you back on mute. That is strange.
Yeah, because he's still showing on the main screen as muted.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try a trick. Give me 1 second. Being the Zoom. All right, now try.
It's being cantankerous.
One more time. Try to unmute. Well, that's really strange.
It's not working.
Give us just a second. We will do a little technical difficulty search.
No, and I... Gary, try one more time to unmute yourself.
It just bounces on and off.
Yeah, it's just going on. It's just turning on and off.
So I don't know if that is... We have not had anyone else comment through Zoom today. And so I don't know if it is your computer or if it is ours, or if it's the Zoom link on what's going on. So I'm sorry.
I apologize for that because it doesn't work, and we can't seem to keep it on. So I would suggest and ask for you to send us an email of your comments.
Yeah, please. And you know, in our policy, in our statement about...
Let's give Megan Grant a try, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
And see if Megan. She can unmute herself.
Megan,
yep, Megan,
right,
unmuted.
It looks like I am unmuted on my end, y'all.
You are.
Okay, so Gary, I think it must be a computer setting on your side.
Or not.
Yeah, so we in our policy on public comment and remote meetings, we do say that there is this thing called technical challenges that are beyond our ability to control, and I guess this is one of them.
I'd say so.
I move we close public comment. Oh, we already did that. Oh, yes.
Okay. I'll second that.
We'll redo.
We can't get public comment, so I guess we should close public comment. Call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That motion carries 3-0. Okay. Now we are down to administrative session. Have any administrative matters? Do I have a...
We go into executive session.
Yes. Okay.
I move that we go into executive session to discuss CRS 30-11-1072A and B and the associated statutes, which outlines the powers of the Board of County Commissioners in Colorado, as well as CRS 30-28-124.5, County Court Actions for Civil Penalties for Zoning Violations.
As a proper motion, because I had the wrong second page, so I was looking for it and didn't find it. So
I got you covered.
Thank you for keeping my feeble brain on track.
I will second that.
Proper motion and second. So we're going to adjourn out of the room at this point to have executive session with counsel for the preceding listed items. We will return when that is completed. So at this point, we are at 3:34 p.m., and then we will go into executive session and return when we are done.
Okay, everybody on Zoom, I'm going to mute the room, and we will be back to adjourn our meeting.
Back on the record.
I'm putting my earpiece on, and I can hear it, so it's good. All right, I'd like to come and tell you we're back on the record at 4:28 p.m. here on Wednesday, the 7th of January. We have just concluded our executive session, and I wanted to report to you for the record that we had advice on Statute 30-11-107, paren 2, paren A, and paren B. Outlines the powers of Board of County Commissioners in Colorado as far as budget authority. And they also took and got an update on any land use violations for zoning irregularities and improper actions, and an update on potential upgrade of our ordinance, repeal and replace with some new language. So that's the advice we got. No decisions were made. Anything to be added by any of our board members?
Not for me.
I move we adjourn.
Proper motion.
I'll second that.
Proper second. Any further discussion? At 4:29 p.m., we'll call the question. Those in favor, vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. We are off the record at that time. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.